Okay. Okay. We are bringing this meeting to order at 6:15, the Ingram City Council meeting, Monday, February 17th. Roll call. Rocky Hawkins.
Here.
David.
Here.
Robert.
Here.
Ray.
Here.
Twanda resigned, so she will not be here anymore. Staff report. You got a staff report for us, boss? Everything's good?
Everything's good.
All right. You got something to say?
So everything is hunky-dory and going good. The property on Old Ingram Loop, it's been a problem with Mr. Crenshaw. The deal is back on with Mr. Horton. They're going to close on May the 16th, so that's about a $15,000 cleanup we don't have to do. Also, we have a lien on 198 Hilltop for approximately $6,000. And I spoke with a developer on Thursday, and he's going to try and buy half of it. And I informed him we have a lien, and he can't pay half of it. He has to pay the lien before we're going to release anything. So keep your fingers crossed. We'll get that check back. Other than that, we're just moving along. The light should be going up. I spoke to Richard. He's the engineer for these lights at church yesterday, and he said the only reason they have not started construction is because, you're not going to believe this, they're waiting on a permit from TxDOT. No. So anyways, that's all I've got. Everything's fine. Anybody have any for me? No? Complaints? Perfect.
Thank you, sir.
Brianna Dawson's our new city girl. She's done. She's filling in right now. She's getting voted in here. A new city secretary.
New city secretary.
Okay. Announcements. The City of Ingram Council will have three seats up for election this year. Council members Ray Howard, Robert Kimbrough will be running for re-election, which leaves one open seat to be filled. Okay, visitors and citizens forum. No visitors and citizens forums. Consent agenda. All items listed below within the consent agenda are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of items unless the mayor or council members so request. In which event, the items will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence. Consideration and possible action. We have it
in executive session, but I'm going to go ahead and put it right here as the consent agenda. Consideration and possible action for 11A, I guess it is. Possible action for item 10A, police department employee. We are going to, we have interim, it's not an interim, he's a, go ahead, Rocky.
But our chief is
resigning.
Turned in his resignation. We need to take his resignation. And then we have an assistant chief over there that we're going to get.
Ameed Malik.
He wants the chief position, so we're going to put him in there.
So we need to.
Y'all want to vote on him and not let him have it. So if it's up to y'all, I'm just.
So we need to.
Need to take Steve's resignation letter.
Need to.
Which he has turned it in.
Need a motion to accept Steve Wheeler's.
Resignation.
I make a motion we accept his resignation.
And I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and we need to make a motion for Ameed Malik to be our new chief.
Chief, I'll make a motion that Ameed Malik be our new chief.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And the next business is possible action for 10B City Hall employee, which is Brianne Doss, and we need her to be our new city secretary. So I need a motion for that.
I make a motion that we accept our new secretary.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Well, there is no executive session that I know of.
Not much on the agenda.
Not much on the agenda.
Thank goodness it wasn't a cold night.
Yeah. Not a lot going on right now.
We're
getting things going now. We're getting the roads gonna get going.
Yeah, roads are going. We got College Street. Timeline completion of college. They're jumping on it, so.
Yeah, it's a short job for them.
Yeah.
They said they wanted to get on it, so they can get on it, because they've got another.
Only thing holding this up is AquaSource on Aqua Texas on
water line.
Marking the water line so we don't peel them up. So they're supposed to let us know Tuesday and help get on to that project so they can start the other one. They've already started on.
College.
Yeah, they've almost college. Got it all ripped up and they're fishing start laying base and stuff in there and mixing it and then compacted it and everything else, and then we should have it ready for paving and within a couple weeks.
Where are they going?
Then they'll do McNeil.
And we're hoping to get some more bids from them to go on around and do Clark Street all the way around and do Clark Street. And
back to the loop, if it works out that way.
Yeah.
Determines on the price.
Yeah, but they're here, and hopefully we're gonna get a good deal on it, is what we're.
Are they gonna, I see where they cut out on College, that it's not cut all the way to 27?
No, it's not. They're still working on it.
Okay, but it's gonna be.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cut all the way, all of them be cut out, put new base in, and raise it back up. We're not doing any more chip seal like that.
They're putting lime.
My toolbox is on Friday.
I don't know about your toolboxes, but the people don't like it either.
Exactly.
I called City Hall, and has a pothole field. Also, are they not doing that anymore?
Yes, ma'am, we're fixing to get back on that too.
I make a list for John too. Need a motion to adjourn.
Well, I just have one thing.
Oh.
If you like what Robert and I are doing on the city council, tell all your friends to vote for us.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's legal.
Yeah, well. All right, we need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank y'all for coming.